Hello and welcome to Off Piste, where we try desperately to stay on topic as we talk about pop culture's biggest questions. I'm Neil Whitehead.
I'm Dan Luck.
And I'm Dan Tull.
And this week...
Which animal would you like to be bitten by if animal bites were like they are in Spider-Man?
Animals. They're yes. Interesting. They have varied and diverse anatomies and biologies. Some of them can climb up walls like they're spiders. Some of them can have opposable thumbs like they're men.
Some of them are spiders and some of them are men.
Some of them are similar to those, like Daddy Longlegs and chimps.
They are quite similar, physically and, like, mentally.
Daddy Longlegs chimp is a worse superhero than Spider-Man.
Doesn't roll off the tongue very well.
No. But what if we were going on... We're all high school students. We're 16, I think.
We're at Midtown High for science.
Yep, and we're going on a tour of a lab.
Oscorp
Lab.
And we're in New York City then?
Yeah. All right. We're all at Midtown High in New York City. We're all 16, and we're going on an expedition? That's not what they're called.
Field trip
to a lab. Where they blast animals with gamma radiation for no apparent reason.
Oh, no, yeah, it's to harness their natural abilities and then market it to the world.
No, it's not. Because that spider is never seen again until the Spider-Verse happens when it bites Silk, who's been locked in a closet for a while.
Well, if you take The Amazing Spider-Man...
Okay, well, never take The Amazing Spider-Man. If you're ever discussing Spider-Man and someone goes, well, in The Amazing Spider-Man, they're a cunt.
I guess I'm a cunt then.
Well, we all knew that.
Yeah.
So, what animals could there be in this lab that could bite us?
So, I've opted to choose an elephant.
Okay, that has, like, sort of rights itself, really. You become big.
I feel like with an elephant, because it's so big, a bite from that, you're probably going to lose an arm.
No, you won't lose an arm. It's just a little nibble.
Yeah, I think it's more, with this, it's maybe a prick from the tusk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just get a little bit of that Dina inside.
I mean,
yeah.
Bites was in the question, but we'll go with it.
What? Well, I did say bite, I said nibble, and then you said tusk.
Well, I just thought it'd be more interesting.
Yeah, it could work, I mean, but it could still be a bite.
It could be a bite. It could be a pretty traumatic bite.
If you want to drop some legal legislation on me that it has to be a bite, then
but
it can
also,
be a bite.
In Spider-Man, he gains a healing factor, despite the fact that spiders...
Well,
don't have
well,
see, that.
Well, the spider I'm... that bites him does, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the elephant that bites you could also.
Well, yeah, when I get to actually explain
okay,
it.
Well, character.
I feel like Dan had an interjection there.
What I was going to say was, like, if you lose the arm, if you get bitten by an elephant, arm becomes, like, kind of like a trunk.
No, that's,
and then you can like get a lot
disgusting.
Of like sucking.
No, I hate.
I think. Firstly, I need to just establish really quickly because I can already tell that some people in the room, not going to name names, are going the wrong way with this. So let's look at what happened when Spider-Man got bit. He doesn't demonstrate anything that makes
Hold
him
on.
Physically
I'm,
like a spider.
I'm raising my hand. I request that we discuss first the Spider-Man. And later...
The Man-Spider.
Yeah, because I was going to bring up Man-Spider.
Well, yeah, but first, he just turns into a guy with the powers of an elephant. Mm-hmm. Which in this case...
Not quite, though, because Spider-Man... Yeah,
with powers similar to those of
close, but not definitely not...
So, elephant powers. Big headbutt. Big headbutt.
Now, you back yourself down. I will explain Elephant Man's powers.
Okay, carry on.
Okay, might have to do some marketing on the name, because it's got some bad connotations, but... Fantastic memory.
Yeah, I'll give you that, yep.
Exceptional emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Bestial strength.
Well, yes.
He can roar with a trunk-like ferocity.
He can, like, trumpet.
He can survive in mud quite well.
Yeah.
He could probably take on a lion.
How? With his big headbutts?
With his raw strength.
He's got big headbutts, though. Don't take that away.
And then given the fact that he's the size and shape of a normal human, with, you know, maybe he's just a bit buff, if he were to apply that strength to a jump, he could probably leap over a building.
No, I don't think he can jump. Elephants can't jump.
Can they not?
No. I don't think so at all.
To do with their knees, right?
Also, if elephants lie down, they die.
Okay, but I mean...
So, I think you've got running.
If you hit Spider-Man with a slipper, he doesn't explode.
No, but what I'm saying is, I don't think it gives you hops. I think it gives you running speed.
Yeah, he could charge pretty well.
And also, I think you could... Yeah, running through a wall with a big headbutt, like... I'm not getting away from the big headbutt. Like...
The Juggernaut.
The Juggernaut in...
In Deadpool 2.
Three?
Last Stand?
Two.
Two?
Deadpool 2.
It's three.
No, X-Men.
He's in Deadpool 2.
Okay, yeah, fuck off. Like, in... Is he played by Vinnie Jones in Deadpool 2?
Possibly. I hope so.
It's Vinnie Jones in X-Men 3 where he runs through a wall.
And then gets called a dickhead.
Yes. But but like really awkwardly by a teenager.
She does, doesn't she? Yeah. Who's laughing? Dickhead.
That film's not that good.
It was never that good.
I really enjoyed
no
it.
No one ever thought it was good.
I did.
So to sum up Elephant Man's powers, you're kind of like a high IQ, gentle giant with a lot of brute strength.
Yeah, and I think that's a really cool combination of factors.
I think also, you know the scene where Spider-Man like wakes up in the morning, he's like, oh, I'm kind of buff.
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning, you're like, fuck, I'm big. Like,
shit, I'm
like,
7 foot tall
like,
now.
Yeah, like Dwayne the Rock big.
Like, I'm 7 foot tall and 3 foot wide, shit.
Which allows for some really fun stuff when you're going back to high school and people are like, because I was thinking about this the other day. What would happen in the actual world if something like this occurred, where, you know, like a Steve Rogers sort of thing, where he goes from being skinny guy to buff guy, but you go to school the next day and you're that big, and it's like
Spider-Man can kind of hide it.
Yeah,
he's like skinny muscle.
He's lean, and it's also superhero muscles, so it's like his actual mass doesn't affect his strength. He is much stronger than his body.
Well, so is Elephant Man, presumably.
Yeah, but I think
I feel like you would.
Yeah, Elephant Man's
got to be big. Well, it depends what rules we're using, to be honest. Like, if he just goes from being a skinny guy to a lean guy, I mean...
But this is a different animal, and, like, spiders are kind of spindly.
Yeah.
Elephants are not.
Yeah.
I think Elephant Man has to be, like, a big...
We'll give him We'll give him the muscle, yeah, because otherwise it doesn't look...
And I would argue that Elephant Man is stronger than Spider-Man.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah,
massively.
Yeah, guaranteed, yeah.
So I think we're going to put him as like an A-grade heavy hitter.
Yeah.
He's like a thing. Yeah, like even contention with Hulk levels, right?
A thing is contention with Hulk levels sometimes.
Hulk shatters him.
Well, the Hulk shatters everyone.
Yeah.
Apart from Thanos.
Thanos has on more than one occasion been like, I don't want to fight the Hulk.
He can, though. He just often is like, I'd rather avoid
really
it.
Not worth the hassle.
Like, you sort of got it in a little bit in Infinity War, where he initially is getting hit and he's like, ooh. This guy's actually landing some hits. Now I'm going to buoy him. Spoilers for Infinity War.
Now, I feel like everyone's seen it.
How would it affect your high school life?
This is where we're getting. So you come in the next day and you're massive and everyone's like, have this happen? Like, even with all the roids.
Well, you're 2 foot taller.
Yeah, roids don't even explain it at that.
So I don't think you get to go to school.
Which...
I don't think you get to go back. I think you've
got to move schools.
I think you have to move schools because, I mean, explaining to your family is going to be difficult. I think having that hidden identity from your close ones is impossible because you are clearly enormous now. And days after, Elephant Man arrives on the scene.
Well, no, because it takes Spider-Man sometimes, depending on the iteration, quite a long time to be like, I'm Spider-Man.
Let's lock it down to the current Spider-Man in the MCU. It took him 6 months to go from Spider-Bite to the
but
man.
My point is, it's not immediate. It's not like, he got big one day, and the next day there's an Elephant Man.
No.
Also, your costume's going to be weird.
No, it's not. Because Spider-Man's costume doesn't look anything like a spider.
No, but what does your costume look like? How do you evoke the elephant?
I think we go for a sort of really dark grey.
Like, I'm imagining the rhino, basically.
No,
I'm getting a lot of like dark grey and a bit of brown, but mud, maybe.
No.
Why would he need mud?
Elephants like a bit of mud, don't they?
Yeah, but red and blue does not evoke a spider.
No, but he has spider webs to evoke the spider.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as elephant webs.
I think he just has... He just has like a cool elephant logo, right?
Maybe dark grey with a white logo.
Maybe, you know, like how Black Panther has all those sort of stripes through him, like, they're not panther stripes, but they're sort of glowing and...
Yeah.
If those were made to just sort of look a little bit like ivory tusks.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a little bit... And maybe he's got, like, gauntlets that have... Nah, he doesn't need that. He's too strong for that.
Yeah, he's not a stabby... Also, as a superhero, I don't know if you want to be stabbing guys.
What about Wolverine?
Wolverine's an edge case. Like, he's always not been a great superhero.
Yeah, he's more of an anti-hero.
Also, Spider-Man is a different... Spider-Man's, like, the world of Spider-Man, everyone's kind of cool to each other. Even the bad guys are not... that bad.
Yeah, and they talk about how he's pulling his punches, that if he ever landed a full punch on anyone, well, then he'd probably
take
They have
to do that with
off.
All superheroes, because they're all like, you're really, really strong, but, shit, too strong. Oops.
So yeah, I think his costume can just...
Big grey suit.
Like, dark, like, almost black.
You don't want to go too dark, though.
Why not?
Because it makes you look like a bad guy.
No.
Black suit is
Black,
shorthand.
Black Panther.
Okay, name another one.
Batman.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, but Batman's trying to scare people.
Yeah, you want to scare people a bit.
Do you? You're a Spider-Man.
Actually, you know the grey Batman suit with a black cape?
Yeah, I don't hate that.
That's not too bad, is it? Like, it's just a muscle suit, right? And then the emblem is an elephant.
No cape.
I was going to say, I don't see Elephant Man wearing a cape.
No, there's no need for a cape.
Unless the cape is shaped like two big Dumbo ears.
Maybe some, like, tusk shoulder pads.
Do elephants have good hearing, or is that... they just
fairly good, yeah. They hear very low frequencies.
All right, we'll fire that up as a power, then.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Never mind.
Like a Superman situation, where, like, what?
Danger.
There's a mugging going on the other side of town, and then you just charge down there.
Yeah. He's basically a hero version of, like, your juggernauts, your rhinos, but, you know...
He's very similar to Rhino.
Yeah, I mean, does the rhino... Does he actually have the powers of a rhino?
He has the strength and charging of a rhino.
There you go, yes. I mean, the elephant's got the emotional intelligence and the memory. So I think he might have a genius-level brain at this point.
I think you've sort of made a Batman kind of detective-type character, but also sometimes he runs through walls.
Yeah, so he's really powerful. He can empathise greatly with people, so he's got that Superman edge of, like, responsibility and justice.
Yeah, but less of a fuck.
Less of a dickhead about it. He's not going to injustice on anyone.
Because, but also, Superman doesn't have any emotional intelligence. He's just got this weird farm boy upbringing.
It depends what you're reading, because well-written Superman, I was reading, I think it's one of the early ones where he teams up with Shazam. And it's when he first realizes that Shazam is a little boy, he goes and confronts the wizard who made him Shazam. And he's like, that's a child. What are you doing? And the wizard's like, it's his destiny. He's like, no, there's no destiny. There's no fate where this is right. You are a fuck. And he's like really sad that this, I don't know, what, 12-year-old boy, maybe younger?
On the other hand.
Is being forced to be this superhero.
On the other hand, you have comics like Superman Grounded, where Krypton comes back and they have a 12-minute war where everyone's using super speed, so a big war in 12 minutes. And then he gets back to Earth and he has a press conference, and then some woman slaps him and she's like, my husband died of a brain tumour and you could have used your X-ray vision to stop it. And Superman's like, oh, I could have, I should have. And then he walks around America for 2 years. And if that's not the stupidest shit you've ever heard in your... A, it's not his job to fix people's brain tumours. And B, why?
Have you been reading any of Injustice 2?
I've read some.
He's really, really good. I'm completely up to date at the moment. But in the first... I think maybe it is just the first issue. You got Superman in his red radiation prison. And he delivers the sickest burn to Batman. He says that he's always going to be the failure trying to stop two bullets.
Yes. Well, that's a common thing. Everyone's like, your parents are dead, you fuck.
But trying to stop two bullets. Because Superman could have done it easily.
But my point is...
He's faster than a speeding bullet.
My point is
he's faster than a car.
I'm not convinced that
Superman... Driving at 30 in a 40 zone.
Superman...
Hit me 30.
Oh, no, that was sad. You made it sad.
That's a dink.
Okay, just to explain, back in the day, there were adverts on TV where you saw a dead child, and then the footage was reversed.
No.
So she slowly, like, her bones unbroke, and she got up, and it was fucked. And then the car reverses back through her, and then she says, if you hit me at 30, there's a 30% chance I'll die. If you hit me at 40, there's a 30% chance I'll live, or the opposite.
Something like that.
But it was fun.
Basically, reduce your speed by 10 miles an hour, or go at 70, and then you're there before she's even crossed the road.
Okay, my one.
Can you tell me that's not fucking dynamite logic?
Or you just obliterate her, and she hasn't got...
She's
a
paste. She doesn't get to...
She doesn't get to reconstitute herself.
I guess she dies quicker. My idea, I'm going a very different direction.
One direction.
Yeah,
you light up my life like nobody else.
Just you.
I'm going for like a sneakier kind of hero. Oh. Like a little bit more...
You're going for a weasel.
Kind of like a Batman kind of vibe, like stealthing around, taking out the bad guys from hiding. So I was like, what powers do I want? I want super flexibility. I want to be able to squeeze in a small spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I want no bones. Bones.
You're going octopus, aren't you?
I'm not. I'm going
you're
a
going
leech.
For a yellyfish.
Oh, leech.
An actual leech.
Oh.
There is a superhero called Leech.
There is. Well, there's a child mutant called Leech.
Yeah.
He
absorbs people's powers.
Well, not even. He just turns off people's powers. You can't use your powers when you're near Leech.
That's the guy from X-Men 3, The Last Stand.
Mm-hmm.
The little bald kid.
Right. Yeah. Also, I think maybe I can suck people's...
Blood.
Powers and or life force. Also penises.
Well, actually, if we interpret life force and powers to be the same thing, depending on what you're like, if you were to leech onto someone's superpowers,
yeah,
then you get them, right?
Yeah,
you absorb them and you use them.
But I don't want it like in a rogue way.
You would no that it would have to be that way, right?
Well, no, but I don't,
a leech is literally sucking your life force.
Yeah, no, but what my point is, I don't want it so I'm accidentally killing people every time I'm near them.
Well, you'd have to be active with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not like with Rogue, where she's like, I killed my boyfriend again. Oops. Well,
that's what she is in the films. I'm pretty sure in the comics, like, she can control it.
No, in the comics she can't control it, but she sucked all the powers out of Carol Danvers, so she can also just fly and have super strength all the time.
Dace.
Yeah, and she just wears gloves.
And she calls people honey.
She does.
And sugar.
With an H. And darling. With an H. She's just from the South.
From the South. In comics, it's very difficult to like explain that without just making them talk weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, kind of sneaking around, all subtle and sly and slimy yeah. perhaps? Well, am I slimy?
I feel like you're going to have quite a tackiness to you.
I want stickiness. I don't want sticky. I want slippy.
Actually, you know, like how when people wear Velcro suits and then jump on a wall?
I want to do that.
Like, just all the time. So that's how you get up a wall. You just sort of...
Yeah, and then
slowly
inch my way up. But, like, real sneaky. And my suit is all black and a bit, like, wet.
Does it need to be, though?
I kind of want it to be.
Okay. I mean, because I knew this would happen with this question, that you're going to be like, oh, yeah, and then you grow a leech arm. Like, that's
not... No, I didn't say that.
No, I know.
My suit, I exude mucus like a leech exudes mucus. Not all the time, but when I want to.
When you want to.
So that if someone tries to grab me, I'm like, whoop!
You're super gross.
I'm gross. I'm a gross... Also, my man-spider variation is the fucking worst.
Yeah, that's not man good. Leech.
My mouth gets real big.
And you lose all your limbs.
A leech.
It's bad.
A leech.
It's really bad.
With the properties of a man.
Like, as big as a guy.
Actually, what's my man-spider version of
man-elephant? Man-elephant, you grow a trunk, and it sucks.
And
literally.
Also, I think you start to lose your super intelligence and just get, like, elephant intelligence.
Get a real craving for peanuts.
Is that true? Do they actually eat peanuts?
They eat peanuts, sure. You want to go to an elephant graveyard to die? Is that what happens in Man Elephant?
Actually, that could be a really poignant scene in Elephant Man, where he goes to a graveyard and he's like, there could be elephants here. And then they're like, nah, it's just a human.
This is just a graveyard for people. Yeah.
You might just get a dogged determination to get to Africa.
That's what I'm saying. What if it's like, what's that comic? Someone's Last Stand, where he's like, I'm gonna... Is it Wolverine comic? Where he's like, I'm gonna die now and I need to do something before I die.
It might be, yeah. He dies on the roof, coated in adamantium.
Yeah. But then
they bring Old Man Logan in, so it's like, oh, yeah, he died, but then...
But you're like, I'm gonna die... But I need to go to Africa first.
That'd be nice, yeah. Go to Wakanda.
Yeah. Beat up Kraven the Hunter or something. And then die. That's a sad comic.
Black Panther might try to, like, stop you from going to die. And, like, try to heal you through his sister's...
Vibranium.
Medical skills.
Shuri. She was maybe the best part of that film.
Yeah, she was good.
Which film?
Black Panther.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were going to say Black Panther or...
Infinity War. Yeah. She wasn't in it, really.
She wasn't in it much.
Did like two things. Failed at her and her job.
Yeah.
That's actually what won me the bet we had.
Yeah?
The bet.
Black Panther got no introduction in that film. He's the only one. I was watching that film being like, no, come on! And then they introduced Black Panther and you barely know anything about them. The reason being, obviously, that the film came out not
very recently.
But...
Gotta give it to him.
I was close to
you were one out. Even the side characters got a little bit of.
I was watching it being like, that's an introduction of sorts. Some of them weren't very good per se, but.
True, but you know, it counts. But yeah, Black Panther just. I don't even think they say his name.
No, at one point he just explodes, and if you hadn't seen Black Panther, you'd be like, what?
Who is that?
Yeah. Why? What? Well, everything else he does, you're like, it's a guy with fighting. That's fine.
This is after he's been introduced, so the time had expired. But you know when they're booking it towards the army that's just arrived, and the army's running, and then you see Steve Rogers and Black Panther just outpace everyone. That made me moist. That was
okay. That was so beast. We've got Elephant Man and Leech Man. Leech Man's.
Can we say that we're going to form a little superhero team?
Absolutely.
Well, I was going to say that because
I think. I've got some bases covered that you don't.
You got a lot. I'm not stealthy.
No, I'm the sneaky guy who comes in first and takes out, like, the guards.
Yeah.
And then you bust down the door.
Yeah, and what you're likely to encounter is, you, the way that this action scene paces out, right, is that you go in, do the stealthy stuff, and then that's your sort of set piece.
Yeah.
And then you open a door and then bang, Juggernaut's just punched you real hard and you're like, bring in the heavy hitters. Elephant Man comes roaring in. I take on the Juggernaut and then you...
Well, another good thing about Leech Man is you can beat, like, hit him real hard because he's just like a sock full of jelly.
So yeah, you just bounce off a wall and like, you're not good at fighting back, but you're not going to die.
Also, my secret identity still works, but like, I'll be at high school and like, one of the bullies will hit me in the back of the head and my skull will just be like,
I hate it. that's put me on edge there.
And they'll be like, what's wrong with you? And I'll be like, fuck you, cunt. And I hit him in the head with my big floppy leech fist.
It's profoundly upsetting.
Eat that, Flash Thompson.
And then you eat him.
And I consume his life soul spirit.
So who's the third member of our team?
So Elephant Man, he's kind of like the offense role.
Yeah.
Leech Man,
also the tactician.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you that.
Leech Man's just the gross guy.
He's like the sneaky one.
I really like the idea of Flash Thompson punching me in the back of the head and his fist just like going in.
So he hits you in the back of the head, it goes in, he hits me in the back of the head and he breaks his arm. Like his elbow comes out the back.
I turn around and his fist is just like in my face now. It's bad.
Punching wet clay.
So basically Elephant Man's like attack, strength sort of build, maybe a bit like the intelligence as well. You've got the kind of like the dexterity, the sneak sort of build.
And the ooze.
And we can't forget the ooze.
Also, if Juggernaut grabs me, I just whoop out because I'm real slimy.
You fly up like 50 feet in the air.
Just splats. You know like how kids used to wet a piece of tissue paper and throw it on the ceiling? That's
me!
That's the least.
Except it could be like a plane turbine. If you're not careful. Oh,
that's very likely in a hidden lair.
Well,
you might get burned off in
a fat hand.
Oops.
But I'm going for more like a defense build.
Like a tank?
Kind of, yeah. So I'm going for a pangolin.
Okay, so you're kind of slow, but kind of like...
Like, if I curl myself up, like, my skin will get defensive properties.
With the plate armor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think your suit would be really cool. Because I assume it has, like, big points all over it.
Yeah, scales. It's going to look...
But you're also just, like, invulnerable.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of like a Luke Cage sort of thing, but maybe with some more claw action going on.
I was thinking maybe you're not invulnerable until you curl up, and then there's, like, a force field.
Yeah, I can go with that.
Like, I mean, it makes you look like a dick because you're like, I'm just gonna anchor up here.
But then I can just kind of like roll around and jet.
Ooh,
like,
you could get rolling powers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the Gorons in Legend of Zelda.
So what if he had little spines that came out of his spine?
What?
Like little spikes that came out of his spine?
I don't think he needs it. I think he can just roll and crush people. Also, you do get big claws.
Mm.
Wait,
does he though?
No, that's not very Spider-Man.
That's not how Spider-Man works.
No,
he doesn't.
Spider-Man doesn't get teeth.
Yeah, he doesn't.
The Man Spider version though.
The Man Spider version is just a big fucking pangolin, just like bashing shit down.
And I'm okay with that.
But your pangolin man.
Dangolin.
Mangolin.
You're giving away your. Dangolin Mangolin.
What, you can't.
Oh, yeah, Dangolin kind of gives
real
away
your name in your superhero.
We'll go Mangolin.
It's not
then.
Called Speeta Spider.
I like it.
I mean, they do. Peter Porker does give away his species.
Yeah. We'll go Mangolin. Mangolin's better.
Spider Ham.
Yeah, Peter Porker, the Amazing Spider-Ham. That's bad. We'll go with Mangolin.
Mangolin is better, yeah.
Also, it's kind of a pun, like, you're going to get a mangolin from the mangolin.
Even better, I love it.
That's nice.
Yeah, I like it. Cool.
You're big. Once again, you get bitten. Wait, do you get big?
I don't know if I'd get really much bigger. I feel like I'd kind of get, like, the...
Smaller?
The Peter Parker, like, muscular build. Like, it's not, like too obvious.
Bigger. Because in my mind, a pangolin's, like, kind of, like, bulky, but not tall. If anything,
like
maybe you get shorter.
Mm.
Maybe you get a hunchback.
I feel like I'd grow taller, but then kind of like be hunched enough that I'm basically the same height unless I go.
But like
really stretch myself out.
Grosser looking.
Yeah, kind of like a.
Like your spine has a kink in it and it's not good.
Yeah.
Also, your hands get real big. Like, you know how the Thing originally was just like a guy with big feet?
That's Beast.
Beast.
The Beast, sorry. That. But real big hair.
Real big meaty hair.
Somehow you've managed to be grosser than the leech.
No, he's not.
No, but at least I can pass for a normal guy, whereas he's this big, hunched
Good punching power, though.
Big punches.
Mm. And then if I get the claws going, if I'm in the man-spider version...
Well, as you're transitioning. Because, well, the transition to man-spider is like a terrifying thing for Peter Parker. Because, like, I'm getting hairy and arms and it's bad.
And then it gives birth to him?
Yeah. Well, then it gives birth to the Spider-Verse. It's a...
It's a thing.
Madam Web.
Madam... It's...
I want Spider-Verse to be the next Spider-Man film.
It won't be.
I know, but I would love it. I'd love
it. You wanted it to be the first one.
Yeah, thinking about it, that would have been a really... They had to play it somewhat safe.
Yeah.
But I think if they lean on that, then they can bring back Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield and have them...
Tobey Maguire is older than time at this point.
He's also been... he was caught up in a gambling ring in America, apparently. Really? He was a real fuck. Yeah.
He's 1,000 years old. He was way too old when those films came out, like 15 years ago.
They've been very clever, Marvel, because they've already introduced Miles Morales into the universe without actually showing him or describing his age. So they can bring him in if Holland gets a bit old.
I kind of want to see Mysterio... Like, get a bit of, like, Doctor Strange head trippiness shit going on.
Do that.
Yeah. Big old fishbowl helmet.
Just really want the Venom film to actually be relevant. Like, to come over in. But they've said it definitely not.
No.
So, what does the Mangolin...
Mm-hmm.
Who's his arch-nemesis?
Well,
I feel like we're going to have a shared...
Yeah, well, I think we're just... I think the three of us... Peter Parker was off sick on the day of the field trip. And we're now, instead of Spider-Man, it's...
So we get all his villains. I guess it still works because they're all animal-themed, aren't they?
Well, yeah. All of Spider-Man's villains are... They're all science experiments gone wrong.
And, they all come from ostensibly the same sort of place as him. He's just the only one who didn't go evil, right? You've got lizards, octopuses, scorpions,
chameleons,
vultures,
Sandmen, obviously. Mysterios...
Yeah, those are the weirder ones.
Kraven the Hunters.
Well, he's the hunter because he wants to hunt down...
The Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man because he's the ultimate trophy.
Well, to be fair, in a world where there's a bunch of animal men, it's not crazy to be like, I'm going to hunt that rhino.
Yeah.
Apparently, Ryan Coogler, the director of Black Panther, really wanted to get Kraven the Hunter in Black Panther, but sadly he couldn't... He wasn't allowed for whatever reason.
Because he's Sony.
Yeah, probably.
What's his name?
Definitely.
Ulysses Claw was a bit like Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah, it was close enough.
Adjacent.
Yeah, he was fine. So yeah, who would our arch nemesis be?
It'd
be someone called the Zookeeper.
No, it'd be the Green Goblin.
Green Gobbo.
Oh, Gobbles.
And we'd probably fuck him up because there's three of us.
Yeah, and also like our combined strength is probably greater than that of Spider-Man.
But substantially,
I think my individual
three of us.
Strength is greater than that of Spider-Man.
Spider-Man has the advantage that he's got the spider sense and he can swing around. He's more agile. You might be stronger, but he's more agile.
That's true.
Whereas he's stronger than me, but I'm like a really squishy boy and I can suck out his spider powers.
I could,
and he just can't hurt the mangolin.
I could throw the mangolin at him. Like a cannonball.
That would be our fastball special.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
No, you'd throw the leech and I'd just be like... Around him,
I throw the leech wrapped around the mangolin.
No, I don't like that.
I feel like
it's like a sticky bomb.
I feel like the implosion of the team happens where you, Leech Man, realise that you could just take our powers.
Oh, then you both have to. You know, sometimes there's an episode where like one of the superhero loses their powers and they have to fight the bad guys anyway.
Yeah.
It'd be that. I take both of your powers and now you're just like the mangolin's just a gross guy.
I'm just a hunchback. With no discernible fighting skills.
I'm just a big guy, but the strength is relative now. Yeah. It's not.
I'd say you lost the intelligence as well.
Yeah. That's hard for you.
Yeah.
You're like, no, I'm just a guy now. Whereas I'm a huge, smart, armoured leech boy, and it's a nightmare for everyone.
Yeah, that's
but
an abomination.
You are weak to fire.
Leeches are weak to... I think most things are weak to fire.
Except fire.
Weak to salt, I think, probably.
Probably, yeah. So fire, salt. Jesus. That's,
get a bit of acid going, I think, maybe. Because if he's
Naming things that you can kill things with. I'm also weak to hammers.
No, you're
kill
not.
Kill a leech with that.
Well, no, because if you've got my defensive, force
also,
field shit.
If you hit Leech Man with a hammer, you just out. And then slowly back in.
Yeah, I think we'd have to get Human Torch on you.
It's Leech Man is bad.
Leech Man.
I liked him, but the more I think about him, the more I hate him.
You're guaranteed to become the villain first.
No, absolutely. It's just... The idea of punching someone in the head and sinking into their skull is so abhorrent that I can't get out of my head.
It's like at the end of Heroes Season 1 when DL just puts his fist into the back of Lindemann's head. Like that, but just kind of the head doesn't really shift. It just kind of makes a, a nice little crater.
Could you name those characters in a way that will make me remember who they are?
DL was the bald black guy who was, what's her name? Was it Nikki?
So he's gone deeper into it. What were his powers?
He was the one who could like phase through things.
Right.
Well, he grabs his brain, Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah, exactly. And then he could heal.
It'd be like people. That, except the fact that I'd just turn around and the guy's fist would still be embedded in my head, but now my face is all like swirled up.
You're like Mr. Fantastic, but involuntary.
And grosser.
Yeah.
Like I can't stretch, I just malleable.
You know, mucousy Mr. Fantastic.
You know, yeah. In the first X-Men film.
Like Mr. Fantastic, who's made of snot.
You know, in the first X-Men film, they kidnap the senator and try and turn him into a mutant.
That!
Yeah!
And exactly!
And then he sort
that.
Of like wedges himself through the iron bars.
Yes.
And he's like all bendy.
He's almost kind of like jellyfish like, isn't he? That's
what they go for, isn't it? And then he turns into water.
That's me, but I'm not translucent. I'm like guy coloured.
No, there's just traces of black under you.
No, I have a black suit.
I feel like you might have like black veins or something.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fair enough. Because you've got to be able to hide it.
And Spider-Man is...
Wear long sleeves.
That doesn't have black veins or...
He's got...
Spider veins.
No, I don't know what that means, but yes.
Yeah, but like, what is my point? He doesn't have any of the physical...
No, he looks like a guy.
Yeah.
I think it... You know how you guys are getting more muscular? I think maybe I get a bit chubby.
Yeah, like kind of like more rotund.
Yeah, like more... Like, once again, imagine getting a rubber glove and just filling it with jelly.
Sausage shaped.
It's that.
Yeah, like a cylinder. A long cylindrical
what
person.
What happens if your skin gets penetrated?
There's just goo inside, I think.
So what, is it like springing a leak? Is that?
No, I think it's, if you cut me, rather than bleeding, you're like, that guy's just full of goo.
Like
that's
when fat came out your knee.
Yeah.
I still don't like think that's how that works. But let's not get into it.
I know what I saw.
You don't?
It's been quite vividly burned into my retinas.
Right, if you guys enjoyed
the
adventures of Elephant Man, Leech Man, and Mangolin, which Mangolin's still very good.
I'm a fan of that.
Leech Man's the worst, and Elephant Man is the most powerful, so here we are. if you enjoyed that, you could leave us a review, help us scout there a bit more, or you could let us know which animal you'd want to get bitten by.
At Offbeat Podcast.
We're on Twitter.
Wow, that was nailed. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/offbeatpodcast.
Or you could email us at offbeatpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Zoovengers?
No,
Dace. That was Dace.
Mixed response.
Civil War!